to another episode of Mind Matters. Today's episode will concentrate on organisations such as Lekela, Aware, Console and Spunout.ie, who do great work around mental health within the Limerick community. This episode will track their community involvement and outline ways in which they can support people who suffer with mental illness and those around them. Firstly, let's hear from Marilyn Lawler and some of her colleagues, who tell us about what Lekela is to them.
My name is Marilyn Lawler and I'm the project manager of Lekela. I came across Lekela through my own experiences and family experiences, and I was looking for something, someplace to go really with a family member, and I came across Lekela through the internet, and then I started volunteering with the project and then started working part-time, and now I'm the project manager. So I've been here for a few years and I love the project. Okay. And I love my job. The Lekela project is run by the Limerick Mental Health Association, and they're the charity, and they're affiliated to Mental Health Ireland. And Lekela would be one of their main projects, and other stuff that they do would be Mental Health Week, which is run the first week of October every year. We would have some involvement in that as well. We do a family day. We beat the blues. We did it in Arthur's Quay last year, so I'm not sure where we're going to be doing it this year, but they run the project, Limerick Mental Health Association. It's run by a board of directors, and they volunteer their time as well.
So Lekela is like a social centre which focuses on people that might have coping difficulties at some time in their life, or you know, people who might just want to get out of the house, who might have any other avenue for doing that. We kind of focus on the social aspect, and we also focus on personal development, so we kind of offer various different classes that will encourage both. So what we do for the youth night is we literally have one night a week which is kind of devoted to 18 to 35, so it's kind of an adult youth night. And what we do on the youth night is it's kind of person-centred, in that the group themselves will kind of lead the activities that we do. So what we do tend to do is kind of focus on social outings where we're just going bowling or to the cinema. But at the moment, we've kind of been more geared towards sporting activities. So at the moment, we're offering things like football, badminton and basketball. And every second week then we'll stay in the centre where we'll just play pool, and we'll use the internet and have, you know, maybe a games night or a movie night and that type of thing. So the youth night kind of is more focused on the social aspect of just getting out of the house, meeting people and doing kind of fun things. And a lot of the activities we do as well are subsidised, so it means that, you know, if they haven't got much money, the centre still provides a way of kind of getting out of the house, going to classes and doing all these things without having to cost an awful lot of money.
We asked Marilyn, how has the organisation developed over the last few years?
A combination of two. It's grown in the last, especially I find it's grown a lot in the last year. We've had a good few changes. We've moved to this new premises since number 3 Sexton Street, which is brilliant. We've got great support from funding through Electric Aid and Pobl and the HSE, so we've been able to run a lot more programmes, and it's aimed towards we don't work on a referral basis, so people can just drop in. It's a really open door, and through word of mouth people might hear of us, and through the day hospitals we liaise with them, and anyone really who's looking for a social outlet or wants to get we've a lot of creativity, creative classes as well, like art and craft. We do creative dance, drumming, so really whatever people are interested in, anything that can get them involved. And it's for people who may be feeling isolated or may have experience of mental health difficulties. So,
and how do Lekela find volunteers?
Again, it's open door, and we find through word of mouth that it's great that we always seem to have an interest, people interested, and they could just come along. Like today now, we've had our open day and already somebody has offered their time, and people hear of us through, we did have to advertise once for volunteers, but that was the first time, I think. So and again, it's just to come along and speak to myself or make contact with the project and come and have a feel for the place, and most people seem to like it and get involved.
What type of events will you be running over the next few months?
Well, we do have, we're going to hopefully be running coffee mornings now that we're in the new premises, and that will be maybe once a month. So we'll be advertising that in the local newspapers, hoping that anybody who, you know, sees it might come along and get a feel for what we do.
We also spoke with Joanne Walsh about her experiences of using the centre.
Okay, my name is Joanne Walsh and I'm a member in Lekela. Well, the best thing about being part of this is if you're fed up at home and you're fed up with family life, you come out and you're around other people and you have the pool table and mixing with people and just a totally different atmosphere, and it's relaxing. I started in Lekela in, I think it was 2002. I came to creative writing. A friend introduced me. When I sat in for the creative writing, I realised there was lots of other stuff going on. There were art nights, salsa sessions, relaxation, and various other activities happening. So because I came for the poetry, I ended up staying for everything else and became a regular member.
There are many other organisations in Limerick who help with mental health. We spoke with Paul Kelly, who is a founding member of Console.
Well, Console is a professional counselling service that offers professional counselling and support to those bereaved through suicide and those in suicidal crisis. We offer a comprehensive service to the people of Limerick. We provide one-to-one counselling, family therapy, group support, and we also have our child psychotherapy service for children and young adolescents who would be in crisis or who would have been traumatised or bereaved through suicide. Well, it was set up, as I suppose, in response to the high levels of suicide here in Ireland. I mean, last year we had about 527 people die through suicide. Mm-hmm. That's more than that die through road traffic deaths. And annually there's about 500 people dying in Ireland through suicide. And when you take into consideration that approximately 12,000 people present in A&E departments having engaged in acts of deliberate self-harm and attempted suicide, it gives you some indication as to the seriousness of the problem. Mm-hmm. And the issue around mental health. So it was founded, my own sister died by suicide at the age of 21, and I founded Console, I suppose, mm-hmm. in response to that grief. And Console now, we've got a beautiful facility mm-hmm. in Raheen in Limerick, offering this comprehensive service to the community of Limerick.
Okay.
And we also have bases in Galway and Cork and in Dublin and in Wexford and in Kildare. Well, if they just go to the Console website, which is www.console.ie, they'll see all the information.
...400,000 people in Ireland currently suffer from depression. But many hide their depression and never get help. Sadly, over 500 people take their own life each year. AWARE, since its foundation in 1985, has been working energetically to bring support to sufferers of depression and their families, and to dispel the myths and misunderstandings of this devastating illness. The organisation is very active in Limerick, and we spoke with Mary McGrath about some of the work they do.
My name is Mary McGrath and I am the Executive Officer with AWARE, covering the Western Seaboard in Ireland. AWARE have a lot of different projects around the country. We have support groups for people who are affected by depression and also for relatives of those people with depression. We also have a Beat the Blues Schools programme, which is a depression awareness programme for second level schools. We do it in 4th, 5th and 6th years, and that's available nationwide. We also run a programme called Beyond the Blues, which is a programme specifically for people with depression, and it looks at issues like mood and food, or maybe how you communicate when you're depressed, and just different little pieces like that that help people to overcome their depression. We're also involved in the ASSIST, which is Applied Suicide Intervention Skills Training. It's a highly recognised training for everybody out there. Anyone in the community, anyone over 18 years of age can take part in that programme. And what it does is it teaches people how to recognise somebody who's at risk of suicide, how to talk to that person about suicide and where to link them in. Apart from that, we'd also do a lot of information evenings, information stands. We provide anybody who rings our Dublin office with information packs as well. So there's kind of a variety of different things that we do for people. First of all, we'd have our helpline for our people in Limerick, which is 1890 303 302. We are also hoping to restart our support group in Limerick, so I'm hoping that that will be up and running by maybe the end of October or beginning of November. So again, if there's anybody listening and they'd like to get involved, we'd be happy to have you on board. And that support group will offer peer support to people who are affected by depression. I would find a little bit of stigma in relation to depression. A lot of it can be because people don't have the facts about the illness. People are afraid, you know, they're afraid to talk about it because they're afraid of other people's reaction. People can also be in denial that they actually have an illness as well. I have noticed, though, I must say, that it has improved even in my few years in the job. It has definitely improved, but there's a lot of work still to do with regard to stigma.
We asked Mary if she thought organisations like AWARE are supported and funded enough by the government.
No, definitely not. No, we need more in terms of funding and resources and that. There's definitely more could be given to it.
Mary tells us about a lot of misconceptions out there and how we can improve this. Mary also tells us what people can do to look after themselves.
One of the most common misconceptions will be that I'm never going to get well. You come across that a lot. Or another one will be that there's nothing wrong with me, or that I'll always have to go on medication. They're probably the main ones that I come across, and of course they are misconceptions. People can get well. You don't necessarily have to go on medication either, and a lot of people can be affected by depression, maybe not realise it, so it's not until they learn what the signs and symptoms are that they actually realise that it is depression they have. Education will be one of the big ones, educating people about what is depression, what are the signs and symptoms of depression, and what can you do to get help if you are depressed. I suppose trying to get word out there that depression is an illness and that it can affect anybody at any stage. Through our support groups as well, having people with depression coming together and allowing them to talk about their depression, they are very, very good, and people get a lot out of them as well. And I suppose just in general, through any kind of the promotion work we do. We're living in a time where there's a lot of economic pressure on people, maybe young people going to college for the first time, just different stresses and strains that are there for people. And if people feel that they've no one to talk to as well, that can lead into even more stress. So all that can build up, and it could lead to an increase if there is one there. In secondary schools, we have a program called Beat the Blues, which is depression awareness for young people. It's delivered to 4th, 5th and 6th years within the schools. And it's an interactive session which runs for in or around 80 minutes. It looks at what is depression, what causes depression, how would you recognise it in either yourself or your friend or maybe a family member, and what can you do to get help for your depression. So it's an open session, getting the young people to think about what it is and what they can do to help one another as well. To look after yourself, look after one another. One of the big ones is the link between alcohol and depression as well. I think a lot of people don't realise that alcohol is actually a depressant, and it's only when you point it out to them that they can see that, oh God, yeah, when I am drinking, I sometimes feel down. And that's one of the big things with them. Other things will be keep a healthy diet, have some exercise, look after yourselves. If you notice differences in your friends, if you're worried about them, talk to them about it. Don't be afraid to ask them, are they okay? And be open with everyone. And if it's yourself, then please talk to somebody about it. The earlier you recognise depression and the earlier you go for help, the quicker you'll get through your depression as well. And some of the things to look out for would be, say, if there's a change in your feelings. So maybe if you're feeling down, and we all feel down from time to time, but if you're feeling down all the time, maybe you're lacking in energy. And again, we all lack in energy as well from time to time, but this is all the time. A change in your sleep patterns. Maybe you're not able, for a young person who's maybe in college, you're finding it very, very difficult to keep up with your coursework. It could be a sign of depression. Losing interest as well, like if you're somebody who loves playing sports, or maybe you're mad into computers or something like that, and you find yourself losing interest in something you otherwise would love doing, it could be a sign of depression as well. And then somebody maybe being very, very hard on themselves as well, it can be a sign of depression. And anybody who's talking about maybe not wanting to live or maybe having suicidal thoughts definitely could be a sign of depression. And again, that on its own is something that you do need to keep an eye out for, and you do need to talk to somebody about it. And when we're talking about, say, the likes of maybe feeling a bit down or lacking in energy, we always say if it's consistent over 2 weeks, then you need to see your doctor. Some of the practical things you can do to keep yourself well would be, watch your diet. Make sure you're having a good balanced diet. Make sure you're eating throughout the day as well, like that you're not running on empty until maybe 6 o'clock and then kind of eating at six and expecting that your body will be okay. You need to eat regularly as well. Exercise is so good as well. Even going for a short walk, even if it's a bad evening and it's lashing rain, you go for a walk, you do feel better because it helps to release serotonin. Watch your alcohol intake as well. Alcohol is a depressant, and if you're already feeling down, it's not going to help you. And if you are feeling down, then talk to somebody. Don't let it get too far. Talk to somebody. If you don't have somebody face to face you can talk to, pick up the phone, dial the helpline. Talk to the Samaritans either. I know they're there in Limerick as well, and you can pop into them there as well. So talk to somebody about how you're feeling. We have a local helpline which is available to everybody around the country. It's 1890 303 302, and also you can get more details on our website, which is just www.aware.ie. And again, if anybody needs any more information or they'd like an information pack or they'd like to talk to somebody, you can actually check all the details on that website as well.
Now we turn our attention to other services that are offered to people in Limerick and nationally. We spoke to Maeve Terry from Childline and Rory McKiernan from spunout.ie.
My name is Maeve Terry. I'm Regional Supervisor of Childline here in Limerick City. Childline itself has been going in Ireland since 1988. And in 1998, to celebrate our 10-year birthday, we became Ireland's first and only 24-hour listening service for children. So this year, 2010, in February, when we celebrated Childline's 22nd birthday, we were delighted to announce that we answered over 500,000 calls from young people around the country, which was absolutely amazing. But also, there's been a huge increase in the Childline services. We've expanded from just being a phone service in terms of we now have a text service. The child or the young person texts a volunteer and the volunteer texts them back. And that's free for the young person as well. One of the reasons we brought in this service was that the ISPCC are always trying to keep up with both the demand for our services and with innovative technologies and meeting the needs of young people through their desired ways. You know, texting is a big deal for young people. We also have an email service and a one-to-one chat. And the one-to-one chat is a bit like Gmail or MSN chat, where the young person logs in and it's a volunteer there chatting back to them about whatever the young person wants to talk about. Everybody has something in their lives. Everybody has an issue. Everybody has something they need to talk about. And children are no different to that. So we'd always be there for the young person, whatever it is they want to talk about. A huge amount of our calls we'd categorise as everyday life, the way things are for the young person, and that's what they want to talk about. And we say to the young person that we're not problem focused. We'd rather know what exactly is going on for the young person in a broader perspective, other than just focusing on one negative thing that's going on. There's a lot of things that come up for us as a listening service. As I mentioned there, everyday life is massive. And of course, then we do get the other side as well. The more negative mental health issues, such as suicide, self-harm, boredom, loneliness, all these issues and topics do come up for us in varying and different degrees. Everybody who works for Childline in Limerick is a volunteer, bar myself. There's 33 at the moment, but I'm hoping that we'll have about 45 by the end of the summer. That's a massive amount of people who've dedicated their time to listening to young people and being really there for them, whatever the young person wants to talk about and needs to talk about. And with that commitment, you know, the volunteers train to do that. It takes about 3 months for somebody to train with Childline. And our training course covers active listening skills, so how to talk to somebody, how to listen to somebody, and then also going over various topics that affect every young person. So that is school, family life, and also then loss. So loss can cover a lot of things. It can cover things from bereavement to loss of a friend to breakdown in relationships. Another issue for us is that cyberbullying is becoming more and more prevalent throughout Ireland, with Bebo, with emails, with all these things being more readily available to young people. So this has become an issue for us as a service. It is coming up on the phones and in the text message and in the email service. So we want to be there for the young people to allow them a space that is safe for them to talk about whatever is going on for them. For anybody, turning to a stranger can be very scary. Turning to somebody they've never met before and asking them just to listen to them, it's a big deal to talk to a stranger. And it can be scary and daunting to know what you would say to somebody over the phone or by text message or by email. And that's what's great about all our volunteers and the Childline services, that we are there for that young person. So we do spend a lot of time trying to build up that trust with the young person. We build it up because Childline can't see phone numbers. We can't see email addresses. So they're all scrambled and rerouted. So we don't actually know where that young person is calling from. So that gives that young person the freedom to talk about anything, knowing that it'll never be said back. I mean, that whatever they decide to do is their decision. One of the major things about Childline is that we aren't judgmental and we're not problem focused. By being non-judgmental, that means we're not going to give out to the young person about whatever they say or whatever they believe or whatever they think. It's their opinion that matters. Being non-problem focused also allows the young person that space to talk about whatever they want to talk about, whether that be school today or the relationship with their parents or their friends or self-harm or suicide. You know, it can be really anything on the spectrum of life. People are definitely more aware that, say, our tech service exists. Like, we went from, in 2008, receiving about 2,700 texts to, in 2009, receiving over 13,000. And again, throughout 2010, we're seeing that increase continue on this year. A big element of that was that we were promoting the service more, but also maybe that the young people feel they need it. Childline, the phone service, doesn't have any extra promotion. We don't promote it to a huge extent because we're not answering all the calls we're already receiving. And yet still, every year we have a massive increase in the amount of people who ring us, which proves to us that our service is needed and enjoyed by young people. The best way for a young person to get in touch with us is by emailing us on childline.ie, ringing us at Childline 1-800-666-666, or texting the word TALK to 50101. We would be able to talk to an adult if they're concerned about a young person or if they want to get involved by volunteering with us. We do have a parent mentoring program for teenagers and young people, so their parents do get support as well. And for adults, you can get in touch with their service through ispcc.ie, through childline.ie, or you can ring the office in Limerick on 061 4000 77.
My name is Rory McKiernan and I'm the founder and director of Spunout.ie. Spunout.ie provides an online platform for young people to receive information on all issues affecting sex, drugs, alcohol, relationships, politics, protest, volunteering, environment, music, sports and a whole lot more. And it also provides signposting to support and help organisations such as Samaritans, Teamline, and over 1,000 services throughout the country through the online searchable database. And then there's also discussion forums where you can come on and discuss and debate issues that affect you, whether it be around politics or music or sport or fashion. But also some people discuss things that are happening in their own lives around exams or stress or pressures at home. And then we also campaign on different issues affecting youth culture, like the lack of facilities and supports, reform of education and health services. So it's a whole range of things all put together on one online platform. And so far it's been quite successful and it's run in partnership with young people as well. Our moderators on our forums would encourage people, if they do need help around mental health, to contact somebody. And the main issue there would be to tell somebody or to talk about it rather than to keep things bottled up. And then our forums really are an anonymous place for people to offload and discuss some of the issues that are affecting them. As I said, it might be around stress, around exams or family pressures or things that have maybe happened to them or are worrying them. And ultimately, when we look at it, everybody goes through difficult times in life. So mental health isn't this other thing that happens to other people. Mental health is something that affects everybody, and We try to just encourage everybody to be themselves, to speak about their feelings and to speak about the problems, and by sharing together we can all sort of live a better life. Ireland's had a pretty serious suicide problem for a number of years. Certainly over the last decade we've had a really serious problem, up to 500 suicides a year, and many of those would be young men, particularly men under 35. I think we'd fifth highest rate in Europe, which is really, really worrying. And then particularly when you look at unemployment in Ireland, we now have almost 500,000 people unemployed. And again, a lot of those would be young men as well, particularly those that lost their jobs in the construction industry. And unemployment doesn't really help for mental health difficulties. So there might be people sitting at home and feeling confused or isolated or worried, and it might affect their self-esteem being unemployed. So I think it is a really, really serious problem, and there's plenty of really good organisations working on these issues. There's some good government initiatives. There's a new campaign launched called Sea Change, anti-stigma campaign. But really there isn't enough being done, and there isn't enough joining together of the different organisations. Certainly there's very, very little funding going into particularly youth mental health. That's something that people really need to start demanding. And we know that there's a lack of funding out there, but there is money. It's just not necessarily being put in the right places. And we're saying that we should be investing in people and people's health rather than necessarily in banks and so on. And it's not to say we don't need banks, but if we don't invest in people's health, we won't have much of a society. There's a tab on the top right-hand side of spunout.ie that says Get Involved. You can click there. You can become a user. You can join the forums. You can submit articles on issues or opinion pieces that are affect you, or you want to get something off your chest. You can write an article and get it published on the site, or as I said, through the forums. Or if you want to volunteer in helping us promote the site or fundraise or develop content, you can simply send an email to info@spunout.ie.
For a list of all the information given out in this series, please log on to www.wiredfm.ie, where we have links to all of the organisations involved in this series. If you do not have access to the internet, please text us on 085 717 2999 or phone 061 315 773. Where we can pass on the information you request. You've been listening to episode 3 of Mind Matters. Tune in again next week for the fourth installment of this series, which will look at stigma and mental health.